There's no stopping us right now. I feel
welcome to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now here is your host, third degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business, coming to you live this Monday morning from New York. And guess what? I just realized this last night as I was preparing for the show. Today marks the one-year anniversary of Act Local Marketing. We actually went live on Monday, August 6th of 2012, and here we are still kicking it. I can't believe it. I was so surprised when I looked at the calendar last night. So, 1 year anniversary. Welcome to Act Local. I'm really grateful that you could be here today. Every week is part of my ongoing effort to help you build your business and make more money. I like to bring you actionable information that'll help you do exactly that. And I call that information today's takeaway. It'll give you at least one action item that you can take now to achieve greater success with your business. And my guest today is a gentleman who understands the impact automation can have in your business. Automation is just one of the topics he and I will discuss today. It's an equally important topic for small business just in general and for B2B companies, large and small. I'm sure we will have some actionable information for you today as a result of that interview. So you absolutely have to stay tuned for that. You know, I remember the first networking meeting that I attended in 2012 after that holiday break and the new year had happened, and it was the first time back to my networking group. And I told that group that my word for 2012 was automation. And I still believe it's true 18 months later. There are many small businesses in the U.S., many solopreneurs in business since 2008, and automation is a key to marketing success for small companies with few to no staff members other than the owner. I found a website that had some interesting marketing automation facts that I want to share with you. The site is called Marketo.com. I guess that's how you pronounce it, M-A-R-K-E-T-O.com. And this particular article starts with a stat from the IDC, which is the International Data Corporation. They're some sort of market research firm. And the IDC predicts that the overall market for automating marketing will grow from $3.2 billion in 2010 to $4.8 billion in 2015. Marketo finds that there were three key trends that they feel is driving that statistic. And the first trend is changing buyer behavior that has forced companies to change how they market and sell to us. And that one makes a lot of sense, given that what the kinds of things that we've discussed here on Act Local in terms of the internet and social networking and communication trends. So I buy that. Makes sense. The second trend they think is the 2008 recession, which permanently changed how companies approach revenue generation and measurement. Now, I don't know that to be exactly the case, but it's reasonable, so I'll buy it. The third trend is software as a service delivery model, and it made technology available to more companies than ever before. And again, I don't have the facts to back that up, but just the access to technology that we have now through the cloud and through internet, that's changed all kinds of opportunities to use more detailed software systems. So I can definitely buy that, seeing that as an impact to this trend that the IDC was talking about. Now, while many small businesses may be able to get away with not using software in marketing, it starts to get really difficult to measure any kind of analytics to see if your efforts are working. And it's hard to maintain a central core database of customers and your interactions with those customers so that you can begin to attach some sort of ROI to your marketing channels. Now, my favorite part of the article is the section where they identify what marketing automation is not. It's not a fancy schmancy name for email marketing. I think that's a really good point to note. And while email is part of your automated marketing system, an automated system encompasses your efforts across all channels, including direct mail and phone. This isn't just about social media or your website or the emails you send out. It's also not a way to send spam. Now, is spam automated? Of course it is. But using the term marketing automation doesn't mean that a legitimate and conscientious company is suddenly jumping on that bandwagon. We're talking about using automation for good marketing, not icky spam. Okay? Don't get that confused. And another thing that marketing automation is not, is it's not about delivering value with no effort. This is an important point to remember. Automation is intended to let you do more, make more of your time, allow you to better manage your time, but that doesn't mean it's without effort. You will still need a comprehensive strategy. You will monitor that strategy, measure it, tweak it, but you'll accomplish more in the same amount of time through automation. You know, Gartner projects that by 2020, customers will manage 85% of their relationships with a business without ever talking to a human. So think about that. By 2020, 85% of your relationships with a business will be sans human interaction. Now, I always promise to give you an action step you can take today to use this information in your business. And remember, I call it today's takeaway. And here it is. Marketing automation will have these common features and functions. It will definitely have email marketing. It will probably have landing pages and opt-in forms on the web, campaigns management, some sort of relationship marketing, prediction and scoring, okay, of your trends and your leads, some sort of life cycle management of your leads, a CRM integration, and remember, CRM is a customer relations manager, so it's really just a big customer database that lets you keep track of absolutely everything about a customer. It'll probably, or it should have, social marketing and some sort of analytics. That's a lot of stuff, I know. Now, Marketo also had a great worksheet that you can download for free that'll help you evaluate if your business is ready for marketing automation. It has 10 questions on it, and it has a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 is you disagree with the question, and 5 is that you completely agree with the question. And they had a scoring scale that if you scored 35 or over, it meant your business was ready for automation. And if you scored somewhere from 20 to 35, that means you were heading in that direction. And I've posted the link to that free PDF on the show page for today if you want to go download it and evaluate where you stand in terms of marketing automation. Then you need to listen to today's show because my guests and I will have some alternatives for you to consider. You should know that I don't know much about Marketo except that they had a really great article for me to use as fodder so that I could speak to you today. But I have a feeling that they are a marketing automation company, but they are not a sponsor of this show. Like I said, I don't use their products. I really don't know much about them except that they have this well-written article and that I wanted to share some of this marketing automation information with you. But I actually use a different marketing automation company, and I believe it's the same one that my guest uses, if I'm not mistaken. And if you believe that great minds think alike, you'll want to listen to this interview and find out what my guest and I consider a great marketing automation service that you should consider for your business. And that is today's takeaway on this one-year anniversary of ACT Local Marketing. I still can't get over it. Okay. I know we're heading into a break very soon, but I want you to take a moment and get connected. You can go on the live chat at rockstarradionetwork.com where you can speak to me live during the show and ask questions that I will bring up with our guest. You can also go to the ACT Local show page for on Rockstar Radio Network and get my links to all of the social media platforms. I hang out most on Twitter and Google Plus. That's a place where you can probably get a live conversation with me the most often. And if you want to continue the conversation on anything that you heard on ACT Local podcasts, then use the hashtag ACT Local Marketing. And you may as well sign up for my newsletter, which is called Kick It. It's a weekly newsletter, and it'll tell you who's coming up next on the show each week. It'll offer you tips like you heard at the beginning of the show here, and just all kinds of free information to help you improve your marketing, do better with your business, make more money, reach more people, you know, all that good stuff. So the other thing that I need you to do while I'm in asking mode, and remember, it is the one-year anniversary of the show. So if you want to get me a present, this is what you could do to celebrate the one-year anniversary, is you can go on iTunes and you can subscribe to ACT Local Marketing for Small Business on iTunes. When you subscribe on iTunes, it helps me out. It helps me reach more people with more of this great information, with more of these guests who are going to help you improve your business. And it gets us noticed on some of those lists that iTunes runs. And I will be forever grateful for you for doing that for me. And, you know, if you listen to a particular show, it also helps if you leave a review and mention which show it was that you listened to so that other people know it was worth their while to be there. Now we're going to go to our first break, and when we get back, I'm going to introduce you to Charlie McDermott right here on ACT Local Marketing. Now. I feel so close to you
right now. ACT Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
At iKaylin.com, we believe effective marketing requires knowledge of all the systems and tools available. Good marketing takes planning and strategy. The if you build it, they will come approach only works in Hollywood movies, not in the real world, and absolutely not online. You are a real-world business owner, and you need real-world business solutions for your marketing. It doesn't have to be difficult or time-consuming to work. Our Five Secrets strategy allows us to see what your business needs to prosper in the here and now, 21st century world of massive communication challenges. At iKaylin.com, we craft custom strategies for every client that are not too big and not too little, but just right for you, your business, and your budget. Visit iKaylin.com/secrets for a free report that shares what the five secrets to marketing online can do for your business.
Get the competitive edge and take your success to the next level with the Gold Medal Success Show and your host, Forrest Fisher, six-time U.S. National Gold Medalist. Tune in every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central, 6 Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network, as Forrest gives you access into the mindset of true champions and helps you apply these success principles to your life and business for immediate results. Each show will feature guest athletes and business experts who have achieved tremendous success and are ready to share their stories of struggle, glory, tragedy, and triumph, revealing tips and strategies Forrest and these guest experts use to propel themselves to world-class success. Many people live their whole lives wanting more. The Gold Medal Success Show will demonstrate that anyone can have a more fulfilling and satisfying life when they put a few basic principles into play. Make every day game day with the Gold Medal Success Show, each Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to the one-year anniversary show of Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. I'm getting a kick out of saying that today. I'm going to milk that as much as I can, because it's, after all, it's going to be a whole nother year before I can do it again, right? So I might as well enjoy it. So listen, I want to introduce you to my guest today, speaker, author, and founder of the Business and Entrepreneur Network, Charlie McDermott. He helps small business owners clear the path to building valuable, scalable, and saleable businesses via automation and the creation of direct response marketing assets. Charlie started his first business as a college student at Westchester University, located in Pennsylvania, and grew it into an eight-figure health club empire. 22 years later, he sold that business to focus his marketing expertise on Hollywood, where he used over 20 different forms of media to break through the clutter and land his son acting roles in feature films and television shows, including The Office, Private Practice, Medium, and a full-time gig now as Alex Heck on the hit ABC comedy, The Middle. Today, Charlie works with hundreds of entrepreneurs every month online, from as far away as Australia and via live events held in Philly and the Wilmington, Delaware areas. So, Charlie, welcome to Act Local Marketing.
Well, thank you, Kaylin, and congratulations. I mean, what an awesome achievement in 1 year.
I know. I didn't even realize it until I was getting ready for the show last night. I thought, oh, wow, I'm at a year already. It went very fast. I can tell you it went very fast.
Kind of like our summer.
Yeah, no kidding. And you must be very proud of your son, because I'll tell you, as with many people, when I'm meeting someone new, I will Google them. And when I Google Charlie McDermott, I find your handsome young son.
I have no shot of ever appearing anywhere close to page one of Google for my name. I gave up on that years ago. So I've talked about maybe co-branding his webpage to see if I could get a few plugs in. But yeah, other than that,
Get some high value links. That's funny. But it's I'm sure it's worth it. So tell me, when I'm meeting someone for the first time, my first question for them here on the show is always to tell me, your short version in a nutshell, your entrepreneurial journey, because it fascinates me to hear how entrepreneurs sort of end up entrepreneurs and how you ended up at this point in time doing what it is you do. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It started out not knowing any better, not knowing I couldn't. And in college, with my first health club, it was when all my friends and family were kind of going, "You want to do what? Not get a teaching job?" And I didn't really know what business was all about, but I figured, what the heck? Got into it. My first club was a very small gym on a one-way street. My next-door neighbor was a resident, a neighbor. He wasn't too keen on having a gym next door. No parking. And for anyone who knows anything about business and location, the importance of having a good location, I was pretty much I was screwed. I figured out very, very early on that either I'm going to be out of business quickly or I better figure out this marketing gig. So fortunately, I was forced to become, and I wouldn't even say a good marketer back then. I'm not even sure that's the case today, but just a focus on marketing, and that in itself really helps to produce results. So shoot, 12 to 18 months later, this little old dinky gym had 1,100 members parking at, I don't even know where they parked their cars, but they weren't in a parking lot because we didn't have one. And that really morphed into another club and another club, and again with the same old, I'll figure it out as I go along. And really brings me to today. So I enjoy creating, turning businesses around, and the challenges, not all the time, the challenges of business, but most of the time.
Right. Right. You know, there's an interesting lesson to learn there. You made the statement that you're not even sure if you're doing good marketing, but you were doing marketing and you had a strategy, I'm assuming, that you were following.
Absolutely. You know, so many, yeah, it goes with all businesses. You hear all the time the restaurant business, and you like to cook, and I'll open up a restaurant, a bakery, and many folks got into the health club business, especially back in the 80s when I opened up my first club, because they liked to work out, and fitness was this fad thing back then, which obviously it turned out to be a lot bigger than that. But, I like working out, so I'll open up a gym, I'll open up a fitness club, and before you know it, you can't just work out all day or know how to lift weights. You gotta figure out how to get butts in the bikes and the treadmills and working out. And that's, if you don't master that for any business, you're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always the big hurdle. People, I'm finding that most entrepreneurs start going out on their own because they love what it is they do. But being a business owner is a whole different kind of gig. And, I guess that's probably why so many businesses fail too, because it's a big learning curve. But, the point that I wanted to make sure everyone got is that whether or not, you think what you're doing is the best marketing on the face of the earth, the more important thing is to actually have a plan and a strategy and just keep moving forward with it, because that's probably 99% more than all of your competitors are doing, and you'll get results from that.
Yep.
So that was the point I wanted to make sure everybody got from your story. So tell me, I started the show off talking about marketing automation. So why is, in your opinion, automation critical to business growth, business success, and ultimately, you know, an entrepreneur's financial independence?
Well, it really, in my mind, it starts out with a question. Do you want to be a owner of a McDonald's or a Joe's Pizza Shop owner? And the McDonald's, and I don't go in McDonald's a whole heck of a lot, but anytime I ever have, I have yet to find Mr. or Mrs. McDonald. You know, the owner's never there. And Joe's Pizza Shop, where's Joe? You know, Friday night he's covered with flour and flipping the dough and behind the cash register and maybe making a delivery and cleaning up tables and locking the doors. And, you know, which business do you want? And how much is Joe's Pizza Shop worth when Joe decides to retire? What's the McDonald's worth when that person decides to go? You know, the difference is staggering. So in business, you really want to set it up so that you've got the end in mind. You've got a business that's not only scalable, but sellable. And that's what I was able to do. That's the only reason I was able to go on that insane journey with my son for 2 years, pick up, leave my wife and our two children, our other two kids, and drive cross country and spend what was supposed to be 6 months, which turned out to be 2 years in Hollywood, was because I had a business that I could sell at a real nice price to give me 2 years to just walk away from everything and spend time focusing on his career. And whether you want to do that, spend more time with kids, family, or just flat out cash out, you want to set up your business in a way that you can do that at some point. Most get into business with the kind of the, I can see maybe till tomorrow, maybe to next year, but they really don't look at the end game. And therefore, when that time comes, they're kind of going, oh, geez, what if? And automation, by by putting those systems in place, by putting those, what I call the, you know, the direct response assets and other assets in place, you are now creating a scalable business. You're now creating a saleable business. My health club business, although we didn't have the ability to tap in, I sold that business 8 years ago, a lot of what we have available today, but we had the manual systems in place. So at least you could hand someone, you could hand a new owner, you know, some sort of a turnkey package. Boy, today it's a heck of a lot easier. The final piece of this is the restaurant owner, the pizza shop guy, you know, they, as we talked earlier, they get into business because they like what they do. And that's hard for to pull out of business people. They that's their passion. So it's okay to spend time in that area as long as you minimize that, as a, or you'll never be able to grow it. And what automation does, it allows you to put systems in place and let you focus more on the areas that you both enjoy and can provide greater value for your business.
That's a good point. You know, something you said is another point that I want to make sure people get, because I say this often. I love technology. You know, I'm an engineer by education, so I really like all that technology stuff and, you know, a lot of moving parts and pieces, and that's cool to me. But not everybody does like that. And while we're talking about automation today and marketing automation, you mentioned having systems in place and having manual systems in your first business. And people need to remember that a manual system is indeed a system. So even if you do have to write everything down and you have a handwritten manual and there's, you know, some processes that are more manual than they are automated, it's still a system. And it's important that you write it all down so that you can get to the point where you can automate a lot of it. Because it's hard to, it's sometimes hard to automate things when you don't really know exactly what it is you do. So it's important to write it down so that you can create something that's automated. And I can't believe it, but we're actually going to go to another break. I don't know if it's because it's the anniversary of the show, the time is going by quickly. I don't know what it is, but that was like the fastest 15 minutes on the face of the earth. We're going to be back with more from Charlie McDermott right after this break on Act Local, marketing for small business. So hurry back. More on marketing automation for your small business.
There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Once there was a smart baby boomer that loved her business. She knew that to grow it, she would need marketing. So she went for a search on the internet and came across all sorts of social media. She went on all the sites and opened accounts, but after starting profiles on all of them, she began to feel overwhelmed. To do all the marketing experts told her to do was just too big a task. She needed a change. Because she was a smart entrepreneur, she chose two of the popular social media sites to market her business. But after month, it didn't seem to make any difference. And she saw other savvy business owners using different sites here and blogging over there. When suddenly, she noticed more clever baby boomers going to iKaylin.com and leaving so happy, she just had to see for herself. iKaylin.com helped her make a marketing plan to grow her business that wasn't too big and wasn't too little. It was just right.
Get ready for Smart Health with your host, Dr. Glenn Mia. Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Smart Health is a one-hour program dedicated to discussions, interviews, and news in the ever-changing world of medicine. Information leads to smart choices, and smart choices lead to a healthier lifestyle. That's the quote of host and broadcast journalist, Dr. Glenn Mia, M.D. This magazine-style radio show is a fast-paced program bringing together medical experts, authors, and patients to examine what works and what doesn't in staying healthy. Dr. Glenn Mia is a board-certified physician in pediatrics and internal medicine. His philosophy to wellness starts with an investment. He says proper nutrition, rest, and exercise are the best personal investments to maintaining good health. So join us for Smart Health with Dr. Glenn Mia. Fridays at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, Charlie McDermott. He is the founder of the Business and Entrepreneur Network. And today we are talking about famous acting sons. If you Google Charlie McDermott, you're going to find a very handsome young man who is currently on the hit ABC comedy, The Middle, and that is Charlie's son. But I'm talking with Charlie Sr. about marketing automation, which I know is a whole lot more fascinating than Hollywood.
Absolutely.
So I have two big subjects that I want to talk with you about, and we have two sections left. So I'm going to tell you these two subjects so that you can help me stay on track, because like I said, there's something weird about the show today that time is going way too fast. So yeah, I want to talk to you about this. Go ahead.
I was just saying, if you don't mind, I want to cram in one nugget for folks going back to the putting your system manual systems in place. So things have been real helpful for me over the years, and even easier today. One, a lot of you aren't into writing, and for me, writing takes way more time, but I can say it a heck of a lot faster. So recording videos or audios, and then have them transcribed for your operations manual, or just load those videos or audios on a membership site or a site like Basecamp, which we use for our training videos. And then when you hire someone new, you just send them to watch that video or listen to that audio, or read the transcription. So hopefully that helps some folks out there.
No, that's a really good idea. I have a client in particular who is much prefers talking to writing things out. And I tell you, almost the first time that we discuss a topic and we're talking about copy and what our message is going to be, almost the first time that we talk about it, it comes out perfect out of his mouth. So we've taken to always recording our telephone conversations or our live meetings, because we don't want to lose those nuggets anymore of him saying things exactly, because that's the kind of person he is. He's just an orator, so it makes sense. That's a very good tip. So the two things that I want to make sure we hit is this section. I want to talk about the sales funnel. And then in our last section, I promised people that we would talk about the seven stages of the perfect customer life cycle. And I want to leave that whole section for that, because I know it's going to take a little bit of time to go through it. So right now, what I would like you to address for the audience are what you see as the three gaping holes in a sales funnel.
Yeah, absolutely. Three gaping holes, and huge opportunity for you guys out there. And there are, I'm going to cover them and then we'll get into them specifically. Lost traffic, lost leads, and lost customers. So biggest opportunity for most businesses is lost traffic. So back in my health club days, we would see a family walk through our doors or a possible new member walk through. And then maybe after 5, 10, 15 minutes, they'd leave. And I'd go up to my salesperson. We had a sales team of 8 to 10 folks. And I'd say, hey, Andrea, who was that? And how'd it go? And what happened? And at some point in the conversation, I might find out that they never captured their information. And I would lose my mind. Now, I wouldn't lose it on Andrew, but inside I'm going, oh, my Lord. Because back then, this is going back 7 or 8 years, it cost $350 to bring in a new member. All right, so we didn't break even until our dues were somewhere in the $100 a month range. We didn't break even until month 3 or 4. So it actually cost us money to bring in new members when you, in a way. But boy, if we let prospects leave without the ability to follow up with them, it only made our cost per new member acquisition that much higher. The problem with businesses today, especially businesses that are doing bulk of their business online, is that we don't see those prospects walk through the doors if we're not keeping track. You know, a lot of small business owners that I work with and talk with, when we initially get going, they have no idea what Google Analytics is, let alone do they keep track of it. So they have no idea how many people have gone to their website. And if they were walking through their doors, if they were a store owner and someone walked in and you know, messed around with the merchandise and then left and they made no attempt to get their information, that's one thing. And chances are most would make some kind of an attempt. But on a website, most websites, zero, zilch. So what you can do as a business owner is simply put some what I call better bait strategies on a website. So you've seen, you know, the newsletter lead capture, put your name and email address here, which, by the way, doesn't work. You need something better than that. But some way on a website, for me, when I go to your website to give you my information, you've got to entice me, you've got to motivate me, you've got to give me something for this exchange. And typically it's something, not typically, it's something that's very valuable for me, something I'm like ready to jump through the computer screen and go, gotta get my hands on that. And then once I give you my information, that information could be anywhere from an email address to as much as a survey. You might want to know what my interests are. Am I beginner and an intermediate advanced level for X, whatever you're selling, or where I come from? You might want my mailing address. All that information can be used now to market to me and give me specifically what I'm looking for, rather than a typical, those who do follow up, many of you are doing the gunshot approach and wounding a lot of animals, but you're not actually, you know, making the kill. You want to be the sharpshooter, and the more information you can gather, the better you'll be able to make that custom message specific to that lead. So lost traffic, make sure you're doing whatever you can to convert those who visit your website, those who are maybe kicking the tires, get them to actually stop kicking and come onto your list. And if you can give them something in exchange that keeps them there longer and keeps them from stop kicking and going to your competitor's website, now you're on to something real big there. The second area is lost leads. So going back to my health club example, I love picking on my old business. January would come around. And what would happen in January? You know, holiday season's over. I'm setting new goals. I want to quit smoking and lose 50 pounds and eat only raw foods and all this stuff, right? And from January to March, April, our sales team were pretty much order takers. You know, we were just so darn busy. We were just trying to keep up with it. And there was very little prospecting going on. One, because we didn't have to. And what do you think happened to the leads that were kind of warm or even cold? Well, in the best case, they got pushed to the side.
Yeah.
And at some point, we went back to them. In the worst case, mm-hmm. which probably happened more times than not, they just vanished. They evaporated. And that's what happens typically in most businesses. In fact, I warn my business and entrepreneur members all the time. I say to you, be careful. There's a problem with becoming a good marketer. And you know what the problem is? You can get a lot of traffic into your business, whether that's a website, store, office, and you can get very busy. And what happens is this, you know, what I call ABCYT syndrome. It's always be chasing your tail. You're kind of doing the same thing over and over again. And in this case, it's the roller coaster ride. You're marketing, you get busy with traffic, with new customers, you get busy serving those customers. And then what happens to the marketing? It, you know, falls off a cliff because you don't have time now to continue marketing because there's no system in place. So the marketing stops, all of a sudden, you know, a few months, a few weeks, whatever it is later, business slows down. You scratch your head, I wonder why that is. Oh, I better start marketing again. You start marketing, and it's that vicious cycle. And I've seen businesses that they go through through it every quarter. They go through it yearly. Some go through it weekly, and they haven't quite figured out what's going on until I sit down with them, and they go, oh, yeah, if I automated this marketing side, then I could stay consistent with my lead flow and converting them into customers, and everything else is golden. So back to our health club business, if we had a system in place that in January through March, April, took those warm leads, took those cold leads, and put them in a sequence. It sent them a regular email, maybe sent them an invitation in the mail to invite them back in, maybe gave them some guest passes. Maybe there's a voicemail blast on President's Day letting them know we're having a President's Day sale. I mean, all those different things can be automated and without a salesperson being involved. The last part of this is lost customers. All right, so we have lost traffic, we've got lost leads, and now we're losing customers. So the lost customers areas is, in my case, it was pretty easy. We knew when you stopped paying your monthly dues in the health club, we lost you. And not only did we lose you, but we lost the ability to bring in referrals from you. All right, and word of mouth was 60 to 70% of our business. So that was a pretty big deal when customers left, when members left. So we had a reactivation program, as an example, that was put in place. Many businesses, they don't have that line in the sand. They don't have a monthly continuity program. So a restaurant, as an example, or a retail store, at what point do they lose customers? And at what point do you as a business owner need to put a system in place to make sure you get them back in? So maybe a restaurant is once every 6 months or 6 weeks. If they haven't been in 6 weeks, maybe we should do something to pull them back in. A retail store, maybe it's after every two seasons, okay? And again, that can be simply automated so that your customers, 6 months after you haven't been in you know, Joe's Sporting Goods shop or clothing store, you might get a nice little postcard offer in the mail that brings you back into the store, or an email or a thing like that. So those are three areas where customers are falling through cracks all the time, and a huge opportunity for business owners. You focus on just one of those, and it's a game changer for your business, and then move on to the next.
You know, and a lot of this is predicated on knowing these facts to begin with. At what point do people fall off? We're actually going to go into another break, which I am stunned again, more with Charlie McDermott when we get back here on Act Local Marketing for Small Business. We'll talk about the seven stages right of the now. Perfect customer
I feel
life.
So close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Get ready for Wise Up Radio, leveraging your learning, leadership, and legacy with Donna Kimbrand, the edgy evolutionary, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. If you're an entrepreneurial leader or visionary, stay ahead of your game with insights, tools, and strategies that give you the thought leader's edge. Each week, join Donna and her guests as she'll ask the edgy questions, help you discover game-changing shortcuts to better thinking and learning, how to explore the ripple effects of leadership excellence, and how to create your life as a living legacy, where the legacy you leave is the life you live. As thought leaders, you need strategies to help you enjoy the confidence and thrill of riding the wave of rapid change. For more on Donna, check out her website, GameChangerThinking.com. Then join the conversation and sharpen up your wits on Wise Up Radio with Donna Kimbrand, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to be a rock star. Get ready to rock with Rock Talk and Kirk Deswald and learn how to achieve rock star status in your industry every Tuesday afternoon at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Craig Deswald is the creator of the Rock Star System for Success. Craig will share easy tips and strategies on how entrepreneurs and businesses can use outside-the-box marketing strategies to stand out from the competition. Each high-energy show will feature interviews with celebrity rock stars as well as business rock stars. For more on Craig, the show, and the Rockstar Marketing Boot Camps, check out the website, CraigDuswalt, DUSWALT.com, so you can learn how to be perceived as an expert and celebrity in your field, so more people come to you to buy your services and products. Then, get ready to be a rock star with Rock Talk and Craig Deswald. Tuesday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to the 1 year anniversary broadcast of Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my special guest today, Charlie McDermott. He is the founder of the Business and Entrepreneur Network. And Charlie, would you give us your website?
Sure. It is www.benresults. That's Ben, B as in boy, E, N as in Nancy, results.com.
Thank you. I didn't have that written down. So B-E-N as in Business Entrepreneur Network, benresults.com. So make sure you visit the website. And we have so many things we could be talking about, but I want to make sure that we talk about the seven stages of the perfect customer lifecycle. And I have a feeling that you, like I, engage with Infusionsoft as a marketing automation provider. Would that be true?
That's correct. Absolutely. And okay, giving credit where credit is due, the perfect customer lifecycle are really, I learned it through Infusionsoft, and it started with, most businesses are in this practicing the four stages, and they really opened up my eyes to, if you look at the back end of your business, there's a huge pot of gold there, and adding the final three stages to your buying cycle, to your customer life cycle, it'll significantly increase your return on your investment. I mean, you know, we're as business owners, we're so focused typically on the next sale, next sale, next sale, versus really monetizing every customer. And you do that with these back three stages that we'll get into. So is this a good time to introduce this perfect customer lifecycle?
Yeah, please. Yeah, let's start. What's our first stage?
So know that this could take a few hours, but I can get it in a few minutes here. So the first step is attracting traffic. And a lot of this we've already covered, which is great. Have a strategy to bring traffic into your business, whether that's online, website, through your front doors, calling you, whatever your means of traffic is. In fact, I was just reading an article from Perry Marshall, very, very smart guy, marketer, and he talked about being the master of at least one traffic system. So whatever your thing is, and if you don't have a great way to bring, you heard my health club business, our main way of bringing traffic into our business was word of mouth. And we did a lot of things to encourage referral-based traffic. All right. Next stage is capturing the leads. Again, we talked about that earlier with a website. It could be as simple as putting certain offers on your websites, free things, free reports, cheat sheets, coupons, guest visits. I mean, the sky's the limit. You could do video series. You could do MP3 downloads, books, and on and on and on. So you've got to have a way to capture leads. And don't forget, for those of you who get leads over the phone, you've got to capture that information when they walk into your store or office. You've got to have a system in place to capture that information. And at that point, now you're off to the races. Now you can do something and really monetize and save money rather than just doing the same old cold marketing, very, very expensive, whether it's direct mail, Valpak, radio, TV ads, you name it. You can only do that for so long. Most of us don't have the Fortune 500 advertising budget. So this really lessens the need on the cold sources of marketing. So stage three then is nurturing the prospect. Right? If I've captured the leads right, I've got now a real nice list. And that list I can do things with, and ideally it's I want to work them along so that I can at some point sell them something. Yes, we are in business to sell you something. Hopefully it's something that will fill a void in your life, take away a pain, give you a benefit, and all that fun stuff. So the challenge for a lot of folks is we don't know when that point is. A one-size-fits-all nurture sequence, as an example, where you might get a series of emails or a letter in the mail or a phone call, might not be good enough for me because maybe I want to buy right now. And if you don't make an offer to me right away, you may risk me going someplace else. Then, of course, there's the other person who, you know, is thinking about it, and it may take up to a year or two for me or that person to decide to purchase. You don't want to lose that person, but you also don't want to slam them right away with an offer. So a system like Infusionsoft allows you to drive your marketing based on actions that these folks take, based on the behavior that they've exhibited. So when someone shows the behavior of someone who's really hot and ready to buy today, they're going to maybe get an offer. They're going to get something that brings them closer to the sale. Versus someone that is kind of like, you know, maybe opening an occasional email, maybe watches only a part of a video, and is kind of sort of interested, we're going to make them jump through a series of hoops that may take months, may even take over a year before they get the real offer. Not that we wouldn't make small offers along the way, but that allows you to really shorten your buying cycle and not alienate those who aren't ready for the purchase. All right. So the nurture sequence is the summary of all that is staying front of mind and being there when I'm ready, when your prospect is ready to buy. That's the only time they're going to buy is when they're ready to buy. The next
right.
stage.
And Charlie, if I can interrupt you for one second, the fascinating part of that, and you were very detailed about the nurturing of the prospect. And what people don't realize is that you can automate that whole thing. You don't have to pick up the phone and gauge how, hot to cold the lead was, how interested they were. All of that can actually be automated. And I know it sounds like a big task, but it actually can be done. And it's relatively simple. Once you've gone through the initial effort and set it all up, the system really is working for you and figuring all that out for you.
Yeah,
as strange as it might sound, or as difficult as it might sound, it really can happen.
Yeah, I mean, how great would it be at the moment someone hits your funnel, gets on your list, you have a series of emails that go out at some point, maybe day five, they get a letter, they get a postcard. Maybe day 14, they might even get a voicemail blast from you that introduces yourself and on and on and on. There are all kinds of things that you can do without you or your sales team being involved. So you look at my health club days, 8 to 10 sales folks, we could have done the work that we did back then, and a lot of it was just signing folks up. A lot of the prospecting didn't happen because we just didn't have the time. Probably with 3 or 4 sales folks, they'd make a heck of a lot more money. So we would really retain the superstars, and they would be much more efficient because now they're spending their time on what they love, which is selling, and not doing all the administrative stuff, sending out emails, leaving voicemails, all the stuff they hate and waste a ton of time. So as a business
right.
owner, you can tap into that.
And then that really puts the 80-20 rule to work. And we only have like 4 more minutes left, so let's hit the fourth stage.
So the fourth stage, which we touched on, is converting sales. Make an offer. make multiple offers. Just because I say no today, that's really the beginning of getting me to purchase. All right, you've all been there. We know 7, 10, 100 no's, whatever it is. If your system's automated, you can get 200 no's, and at 201, if that's what it's going to take, you can finally get your yes. Your yes, it won't cost you any more to make 201 offers. All right, so convert to sale. And then this is where these last three stages, it gets interesting, because now I can really monetize the money I put in to get you to the point of buying. The first one is what I call the wow sequence, the deliver and satisfy. You know, let's not forget about your customer the moment they give you the check or give you the credit card information. So put a sequence in place that makes them feel great about what they purchased. Give them extra bonuses that weren't advertised. Tell them how smart a decision they made. Reduce or eliminate buyer's remorse by doing some great things that aren't expected or anticipated. The next step, stage six, is the upsell or even cross-selling. All right, so once I purchase something, the best time that I'm most likely to buy again is when my wallet's open, or at some point, depending on what your product or service is, maybe it's days, weeks, or months after I purchase product A. All right, so put a sequence in place that can all be automated to make the offer at the right time to bring me to that next ideal product or service for me, your customer. And then the final stage is the getting referrals. 60 to 70% of our business, my health club business, all manual labor back then was based on getting referrals or referral program, rewarding folks. You can automate all that and do things like get testimonials without anyone asking. I don't know about you, but I hate asking people to give me a testimonial. I do it, but now I don't have to, because especially in our customers, it's part of a sequence. And then all of a sudden, they just start flowing in, and that gives you awesome, awesome food for your marketing. You can say you're great until the cows come home, but how many people are really going to believe it? But if your customers, especially customers that I know, start giving you praise, wow, you're really set. Now, the final piece to this is the businesses that do ask for testimonials, but they're asking folks who aren't happy or satisfied with the product or service. Talk about awkward, right? You can put a sequence in place that does a real quick survey, as an example, that could simply be one question that says, are you happy or not happy? And if I click happy, then bam, you know that person is a candidate for asking for a testimonial, and for that matter, asking for referrals. But the person who says, clicks the not happy button, what do you think happens there? You know, bam, the not happy campaign goes into place. There could be a voicemail blast that goes out within seconds. That person's phone is ringing. It's you, the owner, saying, hey, Charlie, or this is Charlie, and I want to apologize, and we're going to make it work. And in the next 60 minutes, you're going to call from our customer service person, and yada, yada, yada. So it can all automated.
Charlie?
Yep. I'm sorry.
I got to interrupt you, because we're actually going to come to an end. How do you want people to get in touch with you?
www.benresults.com.
Terrific. Go see benresults.com to get more from Charlie McDermott of the Business and Entrepreneur Network. And thank you for listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business. We will see you next week. Have a great week.
More understanding and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, Marketing for Small Business.